76.0 EDG 01240720260850 Audio. Where to place the engines? No, it's not obvious. For the modules and main engines, I chose the center. In case of extreme emergency, the modules can detach from the cross and also serve as emergency vehicles. No, I'm not a dreamer, this is possible. Investing billions of dollars in a project requires, at the very least, protecting it, don't you think? Therefore, if ever, which I hope never happens, a module has to detach from the SSV, its propulsion will already be centered, and consequently, guidance will be simplified. Now let's return to the SSV's guidance. Another option is on the table. This option is adding balance engines near the SSV's main engines. Imagine the rear of the station as a scale. On one axis, there are two opposing weights, and two smaller weights that will help maintain the necessary equilibrium. There are so many variables involved that, in our opinion, these equilibrium motors are essential and must be installed. You might think I'm playing magician? Well, no. These different temperatures in shade and sunlight found in space can be associated with mathematical limits. Let me explain, an object cools extremely quickly, and conversely, it heats up just as quickly. Yes, the station's thermal equilibrium will also help stabilize engine temperatures. However, the size, the type of metal, the station's position, all these elements will introduce unknowns into this temperature pool. By changing an engine's temperature, you also change its thrust. On this point, I think we agree. These changes could affect the thrust equilibrium. By adding small equilibrium thrusters, though without absolute certainty, I believe we have a winning formula. Now, where to position them? Near the main thrusters, yes. But also towards the center of the cross. By positioning them inwards, the main thrusters will be at least partially unobstructed and will be able to receive a little more solar radiation. In our opinion, this is an advantage. I could be wrong, but at least you know why. Before finishing, you'll find a dual nozzle thruster in my notes. Is it really possible? I think so. Could this thruster be an advantage for space? Perhaps. But why talk about it? For thrust gradients. By building a thruster of this type, we already have a thruster with two throttle pedals. This station will have to accelerate over time, but without breaking the flowerpots on the table. Okay, I admit, this image is a bit idealistic. Pierre Michaud PMI, father of Gabrielle and Stephen Michaud, victims of abduction in September 2007, we are currently on July 24, 2026.